Hey, this is Tony Sweet with Truth Be Told. Captain Ron's here with us. We have an amazing guest. We have the one and only Rabbi Arya here at Alien Con. And when I'm one of your biggest fans because I'm not only have the interest in UFOs, aliens, and extraterrestrials, but also the religious side of the connection. And so a lot of people that come to these events, they're seeking the truth as they do with religion. And that's what I want to ask you. Where is that connection when it comes to religion and the ufology of the kind of the new religion nowadays?
Well, again, the existence of extraterrestrials is something well documented in biblical tradition. It's documented very well in extra-biblical tradition. We refer to them religiously, angels and demons and the like, but who are they? What are they? Where do they come from? Why are they here? And when we look at these old stories from biblical times and put them side by side with modern stories, we recognize similarities that you cannot deny. What we, in my opinion, need to do is reevaluate our understandings of biblical mythology of angels and demons and recognize clearly that they are extraterrestrial. That is what the Bible says. Are they little green men from flying saucers? Well, I think that's more of a Hollywood rendition, but what the Bible and ancient meditative traditions, prophetic traditions teach us is that there are higher states of human consciousness in which there are access to other dimensional planes, in which exist other entities, other beings who interact with us on a regular basis. They're not gods, they're beings. What does that mean? That if they have to get from point A to point B, they need some form of a transportation device that gets them there. Now, being that they're dealing with other dimensional planes other than our own, the technology used in those devices are going to be applicable within the context of those laws of physics. Is that what Ezekiel saw with his chariot coming down from the sky? Or anything of the similar biblical examples that are clearly not of this earth? Anything not of this earth, by definition, is extraterrestrial. Therefore, all of our angelic encounters are extraterrestrial by nature. Our understandings of angels are not as little blonde-haired, blue-eyed, little, you know, glass figurines from the Hallmark store. They are clearly defined in a very, very non-human form as having higher consciousness, higher agendas, abilities, and techniques in other dimensional planes with technologies far beyond that which we understand today. This is solid, standard biblical understandings. Anyone who knows the original Hebrew and Aramaic texts of the Bible recognize the subtle nuance of what the original languages mean, which unfortunately always gets lost in translation.
That, I think that's one of the biggest things in any religion is the lost in translation. And one thing that I noticed that I thought as a young child, even with Thor and Zeus and stuff like that, they were considered gods. What do you feel in the religious text? Was there any connection with these type of entities that you can explain? You say they weren't gods, they were more extraterrestrial. But
well, we got to ask the question. In the Bible, it always speaks of other gods. Okay? Lowercase g. What is a god? When the Bible speaks of the Lord, all right? Many people believe that's just one of the gods in extraterrestrial, but not as we understand the Bible. People do not understand God's name. God's name is called ineffable. We don't know how to pronounce it. It's four basic Hebrew letters, which is based upon the root verb hove, which means to be. And the first letter is the Hebrew letter yud, which is a prefix that takes a passive verb and changes it into the active tense. So God's name would translate as being in action, active being, consciousness, sentience, reality itself. God was never meant to be understood as a little old man with a white beard sitting on a cloud somewhere, a la Michelangelo. Right. It was always, as the Bible says, Ten Commandments, no image, no form. Because anytime we try to limit the construct, we narrow our minds and our consciousness into mythology. And the original message of the Bible was that God is the universal presence, the universal consciousness. Some say, well, that sounds like Eastern religions. Well, why do you think that Judaism, the original Torah, was Western. It indeed was Middle Eastern, and it has much more connection to the original Eastern faiths than many of the philosophical Western faiths that are coming, basing, claiming to be based upon it.
Well, in 2012, when the Mayan calendar supposedly ended, I've heard many times about the realm and the veil is starting to thin, so we're going to a different dimension. Do you feel that stuff like Alien Con and Conscious Life Expo and now Ancient Aliens is really bringing a new light to a different type of religion? Or do you feel that this is something that our next phase in our generation?
The Bible said long ago that what we call the Messianic Age, everyone would know the truth. Everybody has their mythologies and fantasies of how they think the Messiah is going to come on a white horse out of the sky, singing the Mighty Mouse song, "Here I Come to Save the Day." Again, lovely stories, but the truth of it is a dawning of global consciousness. Yes, it is very true. Our government has secrets. Our governments know things. And our government is not going to reveal these things. And there's good reason for it. But where is the disclosure going to come from? It's going to come from us. It's going to come from programs like Ancient Aliens, like the growing of consciousness around the world, where people are waking up and realizing, hey, all these differences, all these separations, garbage, nonsense. We're all human souls. It doesn't matter what our politics, our religion, our color, our this or that. None of it matters. We are all united as one greater family. And as that consciousness dawns on us and eventually sweeps around the world like a tidal wave, that'll be the granted messianic era, which is coming. And it is coming. It can't be denied.
And I think it's people like yourself, and Truth Be Told, and Ancient Aliens, and all these other programs out there that are bringing the truth to the people and to the masses, because even today, 20 years ago, Alien Con couldn't exist. Do you agree?
Well, we're in an evolutionary process of growth, like a child, right? When you're 3 years old, you're not going to college. But once you're in college, now it's time to learn. Humanity is evolving. We are growing. We are maturing. This message which I'm sharing with you now is something everybody knows deep inside them. They might want to argue. They might want to fight. But deep inside, we have a greater awareness, and it is growing.
Well, we thank you for doing what you do and being a part of this journey that everybody's on. And truth be told, really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you guys for coming by.
And where do people find you?
We are at the Kosher Torah School at www.koshertorah.com. You can look up our channel on YouTube. You can look up our page on Facebook, our books through our website, of course, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And this is Truth Be Told. I'm Tony Sweet, Captain Ron on the other side of the camera. Until next time, we'll see you then.